The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott today, Friday the 13th. And yes, we are starting off that way. I'll explain in a little bit. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. Thanks for getting ready to go to work with us and heading off to work. The time is 7:05 in the morning here, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Healing starts there, I guess you could say. And good morning, Daddy.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you? Happy Friday.
Yeah. Doing good. I got a little bit of sleep last night.
Why? What happened?
Oh, baby. Well, you know, the wake schedule for babies is a little bit different because they get to sleep all day whenever they want. And so at night, they get to sleep when they want, be awake when they want.
Yep. They do what they want.
They do what they want.
They don't understand when you say sleep.
Yep.
And that. So,
and today is
Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th, but it's also the Army birthday today.
Oh,
happy birthday, Army.
Happy birthday, Army. 250 years. They're having a big parade tomorrow for the Army down in D.C. Of course, there's going to be lots of protesters there because people don't like the Army.
Well, and there's supposed to be that big military parade. And
That's what I'm talking about. The big, huge military parade. In D.C.
I know.
Where would they be without the Army?
Where would they be without the Army? Well, they may be not be protesting because they would have be like other countries, and you go out and protest, you get shot. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes it's hard for some of the protesters to draw that line from the military, giving them the rights to preserving the Constitution and their actions. So, and for those people, I don't feel sorry for them. I think they're POSs, frankly. Do you know what a POS is?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted. I didn't know
if that was a military term.
No, you know, I think that's a term for everybody.
Well, I had a lunch yesterday with a girlfriend, and she's saying, "How is Carl feeling?" And people are asking me, "How's Carl feeling about what's going on with the military cuts, etc." And I came home and I said, well, tell me what you think about that. So we should talk about that after we get finished with this. But let me go with the weather first. And do we have time to talk about that subject and about it? We'll do headlines.
We'll see.
Around 7:15.
Well, we'll see who our guests are supposed to roll in at 7:15.
Oh, okay.
So
well, it starts then.
Let's
talk about a beautiful weekend here. 88 degrees will be our highs today. Last night, taking Buford for a walk, it reminded me of, I grew up in Sacramento. It was those kind of, it was a beautiful, cool night. I could hear actually the Tiger Field, we live downtown. Sometimes when the weather's just a certain way, you can hear, echoes in the air of bands that are playing or games that are being played. So that's great. So it's one of those beautiful days. High of 88 tonight, overnight lows of 62. This weekend, Saturday, 90. It's a Father's Day weekend, of course, on Sunday. To Carl and to David, happy Father's Day early. The high will be 91, mostly sunny, partly cloudy in the night. It was 64. That's the weekend forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. A veteran-owned company, speaking of veteran issues we may talk about later. The Kenny family, give them a call at 365-3793. Also in the Anderson area is our one and only Haven Humane. And with us this morning is, again, our one and only. We keep talking about the one and only. We need a little horn. It's Katrina bringing us Pet of the Week. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you? Is it a he or a she?
She.
She, and her name is Poopy.
No.
Well, yes, she is. Should be.
She left a nice little surprise.
Dog that little.
I know.
Have a way of surprising.
What, did she not go to the bathroom for 3 days and just saved it for her radio show? Why couldn't she have done that at 7 or KQMS or something?
That's honestly what we ask.
Good morning.
Okay, but you know what? Katrina took charge right away. She carries extra bags. We have the Clorox disinfecting wipes. Yeah. And you can't even smell it.
Because I was thinking, oh, my God.
Here we go.
We're going to have that in the studio.
The Buford the other day had...
He had a little accident when I did my nighttime show. It's still remnants over there where I tried to throw. What did I throw in there? Hydrogen peroxide and a baking soda.
Yeah, which
and there's stains over there.
Managed to combine into some kind of hard plastic-like mass that we're going to have to. Yeah, that was good. That was good move
I
on. That was a good
off.
Move on our part.
Anyway,
okay.
What happened?
Okay, what's her name?
Mariposa, and she's Mariposa. A little girl. She's only about 7 months old. She's a pit mix. She is really cool looking, though, because she's black and white, but on her white feet, she has black speckles. It's very interesting, and she's definitely on the smaller side of pits. She's about 40 pounds.
Yeah, but you know what? She's got either bird dog of some kind, maybe even cattle dog in her.
Maybe so. Those spots, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, those spots are, and she's got spotted feet, and she's very sweet.
She is. She can be a little shy at first, but she is a very wiggly, happy, affectionate puppy. I think getting affection is one of her favorite things. Even when you take her out to play, she likes to play a little bit, but she really loves to be around the person she's with and getting a lot of pets. She did come in as a stray, so of course we don't know anything about her history. But she's already made really great strides since she's been with us. We've had her almost 2 months, and when she first came in, she was terrified, and she, like, would not walk on a leash whatsoever.
Ooh. Oh.
So we kind of had to, like, carry her out of her kennel. So
Ooh.
She's been doing amazing at learning how to be a dog, but she still has a little ways to go. She's a definite
sweetie.
She's
warmed up just since she's been in the room.
Yeah.
You know, so she, you know, I mean, we... With Buford being, he was in the shelter, and we don't know what his life was before. When you go to pet him on the top of his head, he still kind of bends down a little bit, like not okay with petting on the top of his head.
Well,
he's gotten better.
It's not that he's not okay. It's like he shies just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody had smacked him on his head.
Well, that's kind of like saying,
Well, no, I mean, it's, I guess it is. I was agreeing with you. I just didn't know it.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry I said anything. I'll go sit in a room with Buford, because Buford's locked up when the pet of the week's in here.
Well, let's
hope he's not having an incident.
If you go to havenhumane.org, you're going to see there's a really cool thing that's like a rendering, artist rendering of cost of saving a dog. And if you're wondering, like, well, I can't really adopt a pet, and I'm not really sure, but you really have a heart for abused or homeless animals, and that's what's happening, is they're in the shelter in order to be cared for and adopted out to a caring home. So you can become a monthly donor, and your reoccurring donation will provide consistent support for helping pets in need. And in this havenhumane.org, you'll see what money can go for. $400 for an eye surgery or ear infection or dental cleaning or collars and tags, heartworm treatment, hit by a car, broken leg, all these things, of what it costs if a pet comes in with these conditions. And I think that is a fabulous visual, by the way. That's why I'm bringing it up. So I'm encouraging our listeners to go to havenhumane.org and look at why it's important to donate to Haven Humane.
That's a good visual. I like it, too. I feel like it makes it a little easier when you can see it broken down that way, of how much of an impact you can make by supporting us.
I mean, when you think that it costs $500 for heartworm treatment, and that's kind of a common, an ugly thing that happens, but it can be quite common if not taken care of early.
Yeah, it's actually really common in our area, too, because heartworms are transmitted to dogs through mosquitoes. And of course, you know, during the summer, we tend to see a lot of mosquitoes in this area.
Yes.
So it's very important to keep your dogs updated on their prevention for that reason, because heartworm treatment is very expensive, and it takes about 3 months.
Right.
So pretty intense.
And, you know, Magdalena, what's her name?
Mariposa.
Mariposa.
Close.
Maripoopy.
Maripoopy.
Is,
Mary Big
is
Poopy.
Not
Mega
leaving.
Poopy.
Is not leaving the side of Katrina. I'm over here doing my best to try and get her to come over
here. She knows I've got the goods.
You got the goods.
I freed her from her kennel this morning, so.
Yeah, Katrina's got one of those little pocket of goodies.
Not leaving there. Okay, what else is going on over there?
You know, it always starts early, but we are selling tables for Bark Wine and Brew, which is on October 4th at Wind River Casino.
Yes.
So we still have some available spots. So if you're interested in buying a table, you can just go to havenhumane.org to reserve your spot. They do sell out very fast.
Okay. And also, the theme is pirates.
Yeah, pirates.
And
that's going to be fun.
Mark is not trimmed his beard, and I don't know. He's going to come in there, and
he's got a great.
He really
excuse.
Gets into that, though. He really gets into the park.
He's already getting ready.
Well, we've got our costumes already picked out. So, all right.
Good. Hey, thanks so much for being here, and Mariposa. Good luck there. She is a cutie. She is a cutie.
She is.
And good luck there, puppy.
All right.
She is a puppy too. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our next guest.
Mark the Long, sing a song with the army of the free. Count the brave, count the true, who have fought to victory. We're the army and proud of our name. We're the army and proudly proclaim.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum, Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, and ultimately a masterpiece cigar from the A.J. Fernandez factory. Complexity defines this stick. Notes of black pepper, cocoa, hickory, and nutmeg. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning. Welcome back.
David, well, we were talking about, we've got a special guest in the house right now, and her name is Carrie Carancy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And
from
we were
the Community Foundation of the North State.
Right.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNN.
We were on. David had us up, and we were talking about Buford.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay.
Good morning on this Friday, 719.
Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, by the way, I'd like to make an announcement and make it a couple of times. Is, yes, the baseball games are back. We've gotten lots of queries, and I probably should have said, you know, we lost our announcer last weekend. They had a super big event, and it kind of caught us by surprise. So we didn't do last weekend shows, games. But we're back. Even we're going to be here Friday and Saturday. We're going to do all the Friday and Saturday and hopefully Sunday baseball games. But sometimes they're going to be on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and that could be a little bit tough.
Did you get a bunch of calls? Like,
yeah, I did. Yeah, you know, it's just like, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. But we now have games throughout the rest of the season. They're sold. And that's the other thing is for years, we do every game, whether we sold them or not. And it became a less than break-even position there. And so we talked to Rick, and he understands all that. So, but we've sold a lot of games this year. Thank you. But we can sell a few more. If you'd like to advertise and have your very old game, get a month of advertising and all that, $300, get to a Sue. Yeah, I know, we dropped the price there, and we want to get these games out there, and that, you know, covers cost. So just give Sue a call at 530-605-4565. And get your very own game. You get tickets for the game.
Not getting rich here, folks. That's just about getting it out there for the community.
Yeah, this is kind of a community give back that we do a lot
right.
of. Anyway, so we'll be here this weekend. Now, the next weekend, our announcer again. However, we have an announcer for the baseball games. Davey.
All right, Davey.
Davey Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy
he Davey. Can do it.
He's done it before. And he's the man, and he'll be doing the games on Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday our regular announcer is back for the
all
rest
right.
of the year.
You gotta tell so him
we
can't do
that.
We're gonna
be
next
doing
year.
Baseball for yeah. the rest of the summer right. to the season's over.
Well, as long as somebody's out there
we're
announcing
having
it.
A great time.
You wanna turn on the radio?
I was gonna do it.
I think you did once. I think you did color.
Just doing color.
You helped.
I did.
Something, yeah.
You know what? Baseball, luckily, 90% of the time is slow enough that you can do it. It's when they start, you know, when there's like four different things going on, you're trying to keep track of the ball and all that. So I have learned that if you just make things up because it's radio, people don't know.
Well,
and
no.
Then you kind of come back and catch it.
Let me tell you
as
a listener.
Wait a minute. And I tell the guys, if you get the name wrong, you know, if you mispronounce it, just keep going. Don't apologize because you'll catch it the next time. And trust me, the grandmother from Orland, Washington will write to me and tell me that, we love listening to games, however my grandson's name is pronounced, and she phonetically spells it out.
Well, that's what a grandma should
do. Well, the grandma should do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we have listeners all in the United States and in other countries because right. that's where these kids come from.
Well, let me tell you, as a listener, what I like to listen to is I like to listen to a little history about the team, where the visiting teams, where they came from, why they got their name, what's the population of the town. I like to hear a little story about each player, like, oh, they come from this college, because that gives me a visual, like I'm seeing a movie in my head about just not about the game, but about the people playing the game.
Well, see, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's true. But, they're coming from Orland, Washington, which is a town of 642 people.
You
founded,
know, look it up. You better,
founded in 18.
You better have good internet
in
connection.
50.
All right.
And had this deep, long relationship with the Nez Perce Indians.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have talk about charity.
And now,
talk about.
And now Carrie's sitting there going, I'll never believe another word he says yeah. about baseball if I listen to him do a baseball game.
Carrie Carancy is our guest, and we're talking about a beautiful community foundation of the North State, which is, of course, a philanthropic group that really goes out and finds grants to help the causes that matter to them. So thank you so much for this noble work.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. And I just have to say, everyone loves baseball.
Yeah.
Best summer pastime. Hot dogs, sodas. It's a lot of fun. So hopefully everyone goes out.
Snow cones.
Yeah.
You know, and the Colt 45's put on a great show.
Oh, I got them going again.
Yeah. Well, we have some tickets we're going to give away, and we're going to give you some right now.
Perfect.
So
love it.
We're going to give away.
I want to fill the seats. Tickets. It's like theater. Fill the seats. You just want to come out. I feel like I want to really go to the game this weekend. I sang the national anthem last week for Back the Blue, and you know, I'm on edge a little bit more, and it was 104 that day, and I just want to sit there and hang out and have a hot. I can eat when I'm not singing. So welcome back. Hey, tell us what's going on. Give us a whole new spiel, if you will.
It's been a while since.
Since the Community Foundation has been on, and we want to hear all about what it is you guys do.
Absolutely. It has been a while, so I'm really grateful to be here today. It's a beautiful Friday. And the Community Foundation is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, I can't believe it's been that long already. It's been an amazing ride in 25 years. In that time, we have granted out in the North State over $65 million. That is just an amazing
amount. That's amazing. $65 million.
And that is from community members, businesses, your next door neighbor. Everyone who creates and lives here in the North State has helped create the Community Foundation. And also, we currently steward about $38 million in perpetuity for our community. So if you think about it, since 2000, we have had over $100 million in impact in the North State in the last 25 years. That is a huge accomplishment for our community. And in addition to everyone that gives to the Community Foundation, they give to places like Haven Humane, like all of the other nonprofits. We live in a beautiful and generous community, and we are here to help steward those philanthropic dollars.
Now, when you say steward them, what does that mean?
That can mean a lot of things.
I know. That's why I wanted you to tell me.
We help donors make their donations to different funds at the Community Foundation, whether that's gifts of stock. We help process that. We can do cryptocurrency. We can do gifts of real estate. Whatever type of charitable gift someone can make, whether through their IRA, retirement, or even upon death, we help facilitate that. And then we invest it strategically, thoughtfully, with care so that these dollars can be there for forever. We are very thoughtful in our investments. And then also we help them make grants. Our donors and our fund holders make grants. And so we vet these organizations. We vet these nonprofits to make sure the dollars that they have given to us to steward are being used properly. Students going to school, finding those great students in our communities and awarding them scholarship dollars. It's a ton of fun, but we also take it very seriously and to help our community and help our donors.
Well, when you're dealing with money that has been gifted, you know, let's say you were talking about somebody in their will, they said, I want 20% or 30 or 50% of the proceeds of whatever to go to the Community Foundation. That's kind of what I'm hearing from you. Otherwise, other than, people saying, here's a piece of real estate or here's, you can take this piece of property, sell it, whatever you need to do. And, or let me talk about stewarding the money. So can you give us possibly for our listeners, maybe last year or that's 2025, is it do you keep it kind of private about who you give to, or can you kind of share with us outwardly or openly about, oh, for instance, we gave, you know, money to blah, blah, blah.
I love sharing about the grants that we make at the Community Foundation because not enough people get to hear about
them. All right, let's hear it.
We make so many
great
grants.
But you're going to wait until after this break.
Okay.
And people are going to hear.
All right.
So we're going to take a quick break here.
That's called a tease. Called a tease. We'll tease. We're teasing you all until the end after the break.
I thought it was called a hook.
Well, that too.
A hook tease.
A hook tease. No, we don't want to. Okay, don't even go.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. They are the only full-service jewelry store in town. They're small but mighty, like Seabiscuit. We may be small but mighty. Shakespeare said something like that. They've been around about 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. I can't say enough about the owners and the previous owner, Leonard, and owners now, Rebecca and Henry. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design your own jewelry there, and they'll build it for you. Yeah, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have, go in and ask to see the special display case that's got Linda written on it. It's got a great selection of jewelry in there. And their hours are Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Carrie Carance. C. Carrie Carance.
Correct.
Miss Memory Lane's Timeless Treasures Parking Lot Sale this Saturday. Rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micromania returns for an action-packed event at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this micro event start at $15 plus fees and include $10 in free slot play. This high-flying event for those under 5 feet tall sells out fast. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Love this. Carrie, you
She's
are
game.
Great. She's game. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio. They're the last privately owned, locally owned radio station in the area. Yes! Hooking and jabbing every day. Fighting above our weight.
Welcome back, and we're here with Carrie Carance. Before we took the break, we talked about the fact we were teasing this. Of course, with the Community Foundation of the North State, we were talking about scholarships and what the foundation does and how you steward the monies, and you gave like a figure that was, you know, kind of a wild figure, and what you've $65 million that you guys have granted, if I caught that number correctly, in the last 25 years. So congratulations on, that's what you've given out in grants. And we're, and you know, and so
when scholarships.
And scholarships. So, when we talk about this, I went into like the names of just a few. We know that kids are graduating and thinking about, you know, I could use a little here, I need there. And scholarships can help so much with, tuition and what you need to do, what one needs to do in order to get a higher education. So, that's just the scholarships, All Trade, Andy Peak Livestock.
Carrie, what kind of scholarships are we talking about here?
There's scholarships for anything and any kind of student. And the wonderful thing about our site and how we can help our local students is that they apply under one universal application, put in your information one time, and then they are automatically connected to all of the different scholarships that we manage that they might be able to apply for with maybe one or two extra things, one click, done. They can they can apply for 20
now,
under one.
Some of your scholarships look pretty specific. Let's just say medical school.
Yes.
Okay. And so if you're wanting to do something in agriculture, that probably isn't the one you're going to go to. But you've got, once you find out and they fill out that page, if I understand this right, then they've got all of the scholarships open that would apply to them.
So many opportunities under one umbrella.
That's fantastic.
And we try to make it so easy for our students. They're so busy with sports and clubs and other things and school.
Yes.
They have to get their grades up.
Yes.
And trying to think about the next steps. Or we even have scholarships for those that are returning to the education world. Maybe they became a single mom, or maybe just circumstances didn't allow them to head off to school right after high school. We have scholarships that speak directly to that and help them maybe with their programmatic costs. They can afford to go to or find enough scholarships for Shasta College, but they need those critical pieces of equipment to be part of those things.
Yeah, they need the school fees for it could be, and it's, when you're going, let's say Shasta College, if they go full time, that's free. However, I mean, the tuition's free. However, the books and all the accompanying things aren't. And if you're a single mom or a single dad, this could really come in handy.
Perhaps you need special shoes, special pieces of
boots.
Whatever the case may be, or even just transportation.
Okay, here's one that I just want to quickly, because our grandson went to college for 1 year and then he really just wanted to, he promised his parents, and he really likes the trades. So one of your scholarships is about a graduating high school senior interested in pursuing a career in electrical HVAC, is what he's doing now, because he's found a niche that he is really interested in, or the plumbing trade. So there's an All Trade Service Scholarship. And
that's
wouldn't
cool.
You say that it's no, I mean, that's just, I'm just reading this now for the first time. Wouldn't you say that if you're applying and you're really thinking about, hey, I'm going to get out in the world and I'm going to have a job and eventually one day I'll have a family and I want to be able to be successful whether you decide to have a family or not. Wouldn't you say that for somebody looking at an applicant, if they are the recipient of a scholarship, that means they did the work in order to fill out they did the brain work to get a scholarship.
Yes, they put in that effort. They put in that time. They're showing our scholarship review panel that they deserve those dollars because they want to succeed in life and make our communities better. And like you said, traditional college, university isn't for everyone. And it's not necessarily going to be a fit for all of these students. So we have quite a few applications that speak directly to the trades. It is a very important career. We need people in trades.
Yes, we
do. Need people doing that. They are excellent jobs. And so we want to help foster those students, whether they're just graduating from high school or perhaps have been out of school for a few years. Get them back, get them educated, and get them working
get
in our community.
Get those certificates. And I tell you, Shasta College, the hardest part is getting those kids, not because they don't want to complete that certificate. It's the companies are in there trying to poach them right out of the college because they're looking for them. It's such a – I mean, the trades are an honorable very necessary, and in many cases lucrative.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Living wages right away.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So that brings us into the car fire, in that you were talking to Carrie before the break about the funds with the car fire, and that's been dispersed and how that looks.
Right. So we all know 2018, the car fire hit. The Community Foundation stepped up and was the reciprocal of several millions of dollars of donations locally and nationally in the tune of over $5.5 million to help with our survivors in our community, which was fantastic. It took us perhaps longer than others would like to have seen us disperse those funds, but it was very intentional. And it's very also hard to see that in the moment when there's so much need. But we have great nonprofits that were doing that immediate need, that immediate service. But the Community Foundation is there forever. We're there in perpetuity. So we wanted to ensure that these dollars were available when it was time to rebuild, when the other immediate dollars and those midterm dollars had run out. So, yes, it took us a long time to release those funds, perhaps, in the eyes of many, and we know that. However, with those dollars, and since we held true to that, we were able to rebuild and replace houses for those severely under or non-insured, mostly in the Keswick area, and they are now housed. Their first year or so of homeowners insurance was covered with these funds.
Wow.
These homes were furnished. There were septic systems, power lines repaired, fences rebuilt, working with all of our partners so that those in that community and those that qualified in the program through with our local community nonprofit partners, we were able to rebuild, I believe, over 30-some homes. And that is just a great testament to our community. And we understand it's frustrating in the moment when we see that need and we know that. But that long-term focus is really what the Community Foundation does, what we held true to. And because of that, those dollars were there when it was time to rebuild, and they would not have been otherwise.
Well, the fact is all that money has been dispersed.
Correct.
And to the people that needed it.
Correct.
And a lot of times you need to keep a steady hand on things that are happening. Oh, yeah, okay, let's just push this out there. But there was other money coming in, as we know, from the government, FEMA, and all this. The people of the United States were very generous.
Mm-hmm.
As you know.
Yes.
But you also need to stay the course, and when you help people, this has occurred, we can help you with that, and this along the line. And it did, some people didn't understand that, but you all held to your guns.
Yes.
That was cool.
It was hard. Let me
tell
you,
hard.
I
bet you just wanted to run down the street with a checkbook.
Oh, absolutely, of course. And I know everybody would have loved to have done that. But really seeing the homes up in the Keswick area and other parts.
Downtown Reading.
Absolutely. Just being able to assist those survivors for the long term, not just for that immediate blip, is really heartwarming. And what we held true to it, and that's what we have to do.
Well, the bottom line is that to me, the Community Foundation takes in money. They go out after grants. They bring the money in, and then they disperse the money. And how many people do you have working over there?
There are just 7 of us. We are small and mighty, and we work hard.
Like Seabiscuit.
Yes.
We're small, maybe small, but mighty. There's only 7 of you doing that, then.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And we release, on average, about $4 to $5 million in grants every year.
Yeah. Good. Thanks for bringing that one up. $4 to $5 million in grants every year go out to people.
Wow.
And we know what the grant, the different, scholarships and everything. What are some of the other grants that you're proud of? And you can tell us that this break. And we'll be right back.
first record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Friday, the Friday the 13th. Okay. Welcome back to the show, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Been doing this for like 30 years. There's nobody better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I can just say that because other people that we know have gone there have all said the same thing. He is the windshield whisperer. Do not take chances with your safety or your family safety. Make sure you get down. If you have a crack up to 2 feet in length or just a small chip, Jeff's going to fix it for you. He brings it in a climate-controlled area, and he puts his stuff on it and fixes it. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Might want to give him a call for an appointment because this time of year he's pretty busy. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And he's fixed a crack on my windshield like 17 years ago on a Red Rover, and you couldn't see it for 17 years. And we are here with Carrie Carranzi and from the Community Foundation of the North State, and we just talked about the
They've raised over $65 million, well, it's really over $100 million because you have about $38 million that's invested, so you can pull from that, too. We just talked about the car fire, and we've talked about the scholarships. What are some of the things that you all are involved in right now?
We do so many things, and I have so many examples of different grants that we've made that, I mean, I could go on forever, but just to give a few examples, you had your friends in here from Haven Humane earlier, and that was reminding me when we took a tour of their new kitten nursery when that was just being built, and we were taking a tour to see what kind of equipment pieces they needed. They were asking for a grant, and so we get to go and hang out with kittens and see what they need, and I ended up taking home a kitten that day.
Oh, man.
You got a kitten. We got a 65-pound dog.
Exactly. Well, exactly. And they received the equipment they needed for their kitten.
Oh, that's
injury.
Just so great.
So super. That's a lot of fun. Another great example is down at the Veterans Home. They have a beautiful facility. If you haven't been out there, you should see it. It is a great place for our veterans to live. But they have this kind of quad back in the back, this outside patio area that is not used. Our veterans don't go out there. It's not really an inviting place for them to be outside and get fresh air. And so they applied for a grant. We took a tour, investigated it, and we just recently awarded them some funds to help beautify that outdoor space so that our veterans can get outside, maybe do some exercise out there, or just sit and enjoy, read a book, whatever the case may be.
Building kind of like a little pavilion out there and everything.
Yes.
For them, get out of the sun. So it is a nice place, and we do appreciate the fact that the Community Foundation realizes that.
Absolutely.
And has helped out with those.
They've had some great community partners. I believe it was Home Depot. And then I'm also a member of Reading West Rotary, and we went down there and put some sweat equity into it as well, and some funds. And so it's just really great to see all the community partners come together. And then one of our kind of pushes, or one of our funds that's coming to the forefront at the Community Foundation, is the Fund for the North State. And that sounds really generic, but that's intentional. And that fund is there to help with immediate and emergency needs across the North State, which means Shasta, Siskiyou, and Tehama County for us. So oftentimes, nonprofits come to us, and they're asking for specific things during a specific grant-making cycle, or fund holders maybe only want to give to certain types of things. But there's emergencies that happen, and things cost a lot of money. And so with this fund for the North State, the staff has the opportunity to immediately release funds that are necessary. So a great example is down at the Anderson Teen Center a few years ago. They posted on Facebook that their oven died.
Mm.
And if you know the Anderson Teen Center, they do amazing
yes.
work. So many students go there after school.
It's so needed.
So needed. It is a safe place. They learn skills. They're fed and they're... They get taught how to cook.
So have a social area to not get in trouble after school.
Healthy, safe, good choices. Their oven died, and so they were doing a GoFundMe for $500. We happened to see that. We gave them a call and said, hey, what's going on? And they told us the story, and we said, you know, you can't not have an oven. Take down the GoFundMe. The Community Foundation is sending you $500. Easy. Done. That's what Fund for the North State can do. Another example, in Siskiyou County, the Dunsmuir Library. They weren't calling asking us for money, but just calling to see where they might be able to find $1,200. Not very much money. Their lighting needed replaced. The lighting in the library in Dunsmuir was so bad, patrons couldn't sit there and read in the library. And we thought, oh, gosh, this
kind
just
of,
is kind not
of negates the kind of negates the books there.
Absolutely.
If you can't read, why have the books?
Exactly. We have to help. It was out of cycle for applying for any grants. We didn't want them to wait any longer. We sent them a check for $1,200. Get those lights fixed. People can now enjoy the library as it's meant to be, which is fantastic. Another recent example, it was just this week, actually, as we enter the fire season, or I suppose we're in it, unfortunately. Not only can we assist with the after effects of a fire, but we want to help on the front end with the mitigation. And so we heard through different avenues that the Manton Fire Council was looking for large, basically water containers to assist in a fire in the Manton area. There's no hydrants up there.
Yeah.
There's no access to water up there. So when a fire hits, it's really, really difficult for those trying to assist in that community to fight the fire. So we just released a grant of over $20,000 this week to help place four additional water tanks in that community so that if a fire does break out.
Firefighters have something besides their pumper trucks to hook into.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or to refill the pumper trucks.
Whatever the case may be. It is a huge win for that community that perhaps we in the city or in other areas with hydrants, with access to water, take for granted.
Well, and people do take the fact that, oh, when I turn on my faucet, I have water. But the fact is, in many locations, if that well goes out, you know, if we have a period of drought, I have a friend that drills wells, and down in Churn Creek Bottom, when the water table dropped, they were having to punch through another 100 feet, you know, before they got back into the water again. So something like this, though, helps the whole community, saves lives, saves property.
Absolutely.
And good job.
Well, thank you to our community. The Community Foundation is just the vehicle to make these things happen, but our donors make it happen for the Community Foundation.
Well, your list of scholarships, Linda's shown them to me. They're just, I mean, I don't know how many there are on there, but it looks like dozens at least.
We have over 30 or 40 some scholarships.
Okay.
In total.
Over two dozen, then. Almost three dozen. Wow. We should put a scholarship out there.
Well, you know, when you, we have a mutual friend, we were talking about this, that, and I'm wondering, like, when you're dealing with other people's, money and investing it, that there's a thing called, many people talk about tithing, and tithing in a way, if you're not tithing to a church, you're tithing your funds in a way that would be into something like this, because this is giving back to the community in a godly manner.
Absolutely. One of my favorite parts of this job is sitting with our donors and learning about who they are, what they love, where their passions lie, and then connecting it with those needs in our communities. And whether it's a fund that ends up staying at the Community Foundation, or we direct them direct to a nonprofit to go speak to them specifically, I love melding those two together to create a better community and to assist our donors who just want to give back. They just want to help, and they have the funds in which to do so, and we can help them.
Is there any kind of you bought a game on the 28th?
Yes,
the Tiger Field. That's exciting. And do we have like an event or public speaking or something that you are all doing that the community needs to know about?
We're a little ways off from the holiday season.
Okay.
But it's also around the corner.
Right.
North State Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
We love North State Giving Tuesday. It is a great day for the entire community to give back. Tuesday after Thanksgiving, the nonprofits register with the Community Foundation. We have over 180 nonprofits typically every year. One website, northstategives.org. People can go on and make their donations for year-end giving, minimum $10 to a nonprofit.
Wow.
They can do as many as they want, as much as they want, one credit card transaction. The Community Foundation processes everything.
Oh, that's your baby.
That's ours.
Okay.
We are the workforce behind it.
Before Giving Tuesday.
This past year, we raised a record $1.6 million.
Oh, man. That makes my heart feel so happy. I didn't know that till now, so I learned so much also doing this show. But do you have like a dinner, or do you do something where you're before anybody and you can talk about this is what we've done besides our radio show?
You know, we don't. We don't want to get in the way or take over that time and space for our nonprofits doing those large events. So most of our outreach perhaps is this, annual reports, Giving Tuesday, things of that nature. But we're always welcome invitations to come out and speak to groups or whatever the case may be.
Sure. And your website?
cfnorthstate.org. That's Community Foundation, cfnorthstate.org.
Well,
Carrie,
thank you so much for being with us.
Please
come back.
Absolutely.
And after the news, we're having Gorman Law will join us. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
By Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. is rearranging its military assets in the Middle East in response to Israel's aerial assaults on Iran.
We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb. We also struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missile program.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As Israel braces for Iranian retaliation, the Trump administration is warning Tehran not to attack American targets.
The State Department said the United States is not involved in Israel's attack against the Iranian capital. And in a written statement, Secretary of State Rubio said, "Let me be clear. Iran should not target U.S. interests or personnel." He said Israel took unilateral action against Iran, and the administration's top priority is protecting American forces in the region. President Trump had been urging Israel to hold off on an attack as the U.S. conducted nuclear talks with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, suggested much of the West owes Israel a debt of gratitude.
When Israel launched Operation Rising Lion, they understood that they had one last chance to stop Iran's nuclear program, which threatened not only existentially the Israelis, but arguably Western Europe and even the United States.
Iran has launched more than 100 drones at Israel. Investigators are closer to determining the cause of the deadly jetliner crash in northwest India. Crews searching through the debris at the scene have recovered the plane's digital flight data recorder, or black box. On Wall Street, stocks sharply lower this morning. The Dow is down 655 points. The Nasdaq off 220 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As executive director of Turning Point USA, a national radio host, podcaster, husband, and father of two, my schedule is about as crazy as it can possibly get. 2 years ago, I made the decision to take control of my health, and I chose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition because I needed a plan that fit my hectic lifestyle. I travel a lot, and my schedule changes every week, so I need something simple. They customized a plan for my body and my schedule, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. Now I have the energy and focus to get through my busy day. PhD will help you, too. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call, schedule your weight loss consultation, and see if their program is right for you. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy, or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It worked for me, and it can work for you. Myphdweightloss.com.
Congress debates a proposed set of rules governing college athletics.
Democrats say Republican-led draft legislation to regulate college sports would claw back freedoms won by athletes through years of litigation against the NCAA. Three House committees are considering legislation that would create a national standard for name, image, and likeness payments to athletes and protect the NCAA against future lawsuits. NCAA President Charlie Baker has said he supports the draft legislation. There was little indication that any bill advanced by the House would generate enough Democratic support to surpass the 60-vote threshold in the Senate. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
The owner of an iconic nightclub in the Dominican Republic, its roof collapsed in April, killing 236 people, has been arrested along with his sister. The two have not been charged in the case, but authorities have 48 hours to present any charges before a judge. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's something that had Google's IT people scrambling to find a fix.
Multiple popular online services were disrupted Thursday due to ongoing issues at Google Cloud. Down Detector says that tens of thousands of users of Spotify, Discord, and other platforms began noticing issues with their services early in the afternoon. The company says that engineers have identified the problem and that services are beginning to recover. The outage affected clients in the U.S. and abroad. Google Cloud hosts a significant amount of services on the Internet. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meta is investing $14.3 billion in artificial intelligence company Scale and is recruiting its CEO to join a team developing super intelligence. Meta, facing increasing competition in the AI arena from the likes of Google and OpenAI. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Friday the 13th here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Friday the 13th. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Thousands of you out there. Thank you very, very much for joining us. And David's at the helm.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And who'll be announcing the games next weekend for Friday and Saturday, and then we'll have a regular announcer, Jacob, back on Sunday.
You know, can I just do
David can do anything.
Yeah, I'm just saying a shout out because David covers the bases, man. He would be the guy that if you had a team, he could play first, second, third, shortstop, manage. You can do it all, and that's what you do here for the station. And you know, and let's not forget he owns Cascade Curations.
He and his wife, Jen.
Yes, and Jen, they just had a baby girl that's, 10 days? 2 weeks?
I guess it's 14 days?
2 weeks.
Wow.
12 days?
Bliss.
Yeah, 12
Bliss.
Days.
We don't get to complain about being tired with this.
Yeah, he's
here. Oh, no, he came in this morning. Yeah. He goes, it was wake-up time last
it was,
night.
Yeah, I was thinking about that with the baby because we watched All Good Creatures Small. What is it called again?
All Creatures Great and Small.
And that baby that they have never fusses. I was like, and they got the baby in bed, and I said, does that baby ever cry, or is it just a dummy baby? And I was thinking about you, David, because what baby doesn't fuss at night, you know? I mean, every now and then you'll hear somebody say, our baby was just slept through the night. It was amazing. But I think about those people, infants, you know, just trying to
develop their lungs.
Develop all of it.
And the weather is?
Sunny today with a high of 88. It's a beautiful time if you're going to go to the game. It's Father's Day weekend. Our overnight lows of 62. Tomorrow calls for 90. Overnight lows of 63. And on Father's Day, which is Sunday, a high of 91. Overnight lows of 64. There's your weekend forecast. Absolutely beautiful. Calm winds. Gorgeous nights. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson with the Kinney family going on 4 generations. They are amazing veteran-owned business. And Kinney was on the other day, right, Carl?
He, as you know, as people know, if you listen to our show, that Chuck goes back to Vietnam. And he's been 7 times and looking for MIAs. And this last dig they were on, they positively identified one of the airmen, one of the soldiers that was lost back in 1970.
See,
positively identified him. They found a tooth, but then they found more stuff. Okay. And, of course, using DNA, positively identified him. They're bringing his remains back to his family. In fact, his younger brother, who was only 2 when his brother was killed, was with them. And was able to be there at the site where his brother died. So, it was big. And if they found the one,
there's others.
They know there's got to be the others around there. So, it was a big thing. I don't know if Chuck's going back. It's like he says, we're getting older. Yeah. It's harder to get him down those hills.
But that man is, again, the Kinney family, Shasta, the angel work that he does. I'm going to say, we'll talk about
things.
It's
just
unsaid.
He's taken loads of furniture over to Nevada to help, he's helping to furnish a home for homeless veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and hopefully They'll be able to take, like, our whole den over there.
We
have some nice stuff that
we really would like to
donate
for that cause, you know. So, anyway, that's the Kenny family with that sponsors our weather. We just appreciate the blessing of the sponsorship and that we get to read that
and
tell the story.
Yeah.
And somebody else that we feel really blessed to have in our life, because that feels like today is like all this beautiful networking of great work that's going on with people whose hearts are in the game, no matter what it is. And that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And you know that every day when you answer phones and you talk to people, you're helping them to get clear on the chaos.
Yeah. I actually have a client who COVID, and she's been training down at UC Davis in their COVID study group and everything, and she had neurological stuff. And
is this there's long term COVID?
Yeah, she has neurological.
We have a friend that's got that.
Sometimes they have speech issues.
Oh,
wow.
And her son died in a car accident as well during this time while she's injured. It's hard. And now I just talked to her yesterday, and she has early onset dementia. She's like 52. So it's just probably going to be there with her, the whole time. And I this has been kind of a journey in life. It just, when you find yourself in your life, kind of puts you in, the universe puts you in a place where you can just do so much for so many people, right? Thousands of people, you touch their lives and you're there for them. It's a privilege. It really is. You just find yourself there.
Well, let me tell you, Patrick Gorman, and I describe him.
And Jill.
And Jill.
And
of course,
staff.
And Jill and staff. But Patrick, veteran of the 101st Air assault guys, and then became a law enforcement officer. Then you went to law school. Then you went to work the insurance companies, decided he did not like that. And then opened your own workers' compensation office 5-6 years ago in Palo Cedro, and now it's the largest one north of Sacramento, and you've been helping so many people.
Yeah.
Now, it's not just that I've asked Patrick being on the show is just a lot of fun because we ask him questions about a lot of things, and he and I, we're going to address other things today.
Yeah.
But we had something that happened with us, and I mentioned it to Patrick. Because we have, regular, station lawyer. And he said, why don't you do this? And it was like really quizzical. Well, why don't you do this? And I went, you can do that? And he goes, yeah. And it solved the problem that day.
In a second.
That my lawyer never even thought of. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And it was totally off your scope. But you understand the law.
I think it's also just, lawyers are problem solvers, and they, life experience,
causes
them, it adds to people's, abilities in different ways. And, I think a lot of people, when they start getting the questions from people too, they tell you in law school, they're like, be careful, you don't want to form an attorney-client relationship. I'm like, there's more to it than just giving, answering a question to do that, right?
Yeah.
So I think some people are cautious about that or giving the wrong information even, so I always try to qualify it.
What you said was, don't you have this?
Yeah.
And I went, well, yeah. And he goes, why don't you call them and ask them? And that's all he said. And, but it was enough to get me started. But these are just the different things. Like, the question I'm going to ask you now is, if somebody is saying something wrong, incorrect, if you say, well, no, that's incorrect, is that being a bully?
Well, I guess it depends on the context and everything. At some point, I'm starting to find that people that tell me things I don't want to hear are usually people who care about me.
Right.
What I mean? And so there's a difference between that.
A lot
of people just agree with me, right? A lot of people, whether I'm doing the right thing or not.
If it's a fact that everybody agrees to.
Right.
Yes.
Like, which birthday is this?
Right.
Sure. No, I mean,
okay.
I get what you're saying on that, too. And it's, I don't know. I mean, I think that we are in this thing where I think the social media doesn't help either. But what do they say? My truth. Right?
Yeah.
My truth.
Okay. Oh, okay. I can go with that.
Yeah.
So your truth is it's a Navy birthday today.
No. I meant to say, but see, sometimes I will have, and this really isn't about me, but people will assimilate information differently. And then their brains get scrambled and they'll say something. but what they really mean is something else. And so there's that that whole philosophy of that think before you speak. And what we do on radio is that we're having to
ready talk aim.
Fill the time with and sometimes it's incorrect, and we appreciate like Jim, I want you to know
Bremer,
I'm giving
God
you a hug
you.
Right now.
God bless you,
because
sir.
There was an operation the other day, and I was reading it, but there was one letter off.
Yes.
And it was on D-Day.
Oh, yeah.
And overload. I called it overload, Lord. And it was overload.
Lord.
Lord.
Yeah.
And so,
Jim, he corrects.
I wouldn't jump out on the beach if it was Operation Overload. I wouldn't be on that. I would be in sick call on that one. It'd have to be something cool sounding like that.
No, but I think it's really really cool that
Strike
he does
from
that.
Above,
he does that, and I mean, I appreciate somebody doing that.
He does that with me all the time,
and it's not malicious. He does that with his heart being in the fact that
he's
been,
remember it too, right?
I always will, and he's been a news person. He's been a radio person for years, and so it's the little details. It's the important details, like factual details, that matter.
Sometimes it's the way you make the correction too, right?
Yeah.
There's a condescending way and a smug way, and then there's a friendly way.
Right? And that's Jim. And a lot of times in the next day, we can go back and say, you know, we were talking about this, but this is...
And there's the Colonel way.
So
you got picked on for saying overload, like continuous, like, ever since January, or since June 6th, they've been picking on you for that?
No.
That was one day. No, but I'm saying what I appreciate, that we have a list, somebody who does work with us still, who texts me occasionally, like something I've done that's... But I...
Well,
it's like
a
teacher.
Jim.
It's
you're
a teacher.
Jim is still one of our guys.
He
still works for us.
And then there's the Colonel that I work with every day. And there's occasionally I tell him I am not your subservient. I am not... He's got the knife hand. And so people who know us know that we love each other dearly, but we work together. And sometimes he becomes very Colonel on me. I wonder if other wives of Colonels... experience this with officers.
Show Major Dad, right? That's Major Dad. It's not like that in real life.
And you know what? Let's discuss this after the break that you've gone by again. So, anyway, this portion of the show, I don't know who it's brought to you by. Let's go with, Maxwell Insurance. Oh, yeah. You know what? Judy Maxwell started this company back in 1993. It's two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. She has been a great help to so many of our friends and to us over the years. And if you're, you know, with all the stuff that's going on, now we've got another war breaking out in the Middle East. The stock market's drop 500 points today. If you're looking for a second opinion on your 401ks or in retirement plans, why don't you get a free review and evaluation from Judy or one of her very professional team. Give them a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Don't mistake that Texas accent. She loves Reading. She'll be here forever. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, really good people down there. And we'll be right back with another good person, Patrick Gorman.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to
start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of your studios of Reading. At KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And phone line here is 530-605-4567. That then will transfer you into a bank of hundreds. Why is the phone ringing?
Oh. I was experimenting with the sound effect.
Oh.
As you talked about the phone, I was going to have
Oh, you're going to have the phones ring? Good job. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be 88, calm. Tomorrow, only 90. So it's good days. Great days to go to the baseball game. In fact, we're giving away a family pack of 4 tickets, unless you need 6, to the Colt 45's baseball game. Good for any game this season. And so give us a call, 530-605-4567. And I want to talk about... That you making the sounds again. Okay. Sunday, my friends, at Benton Airfield, they're having the Father's Day tradition, the 36th annual Aviation Day Father's Day extravaganza down there. Pancake breakfast. It's free, first of all. Not the pancake breakfast, but the going to the airfield is free, free parking, modern and vintage airplanes on display, experimental warbirds and CHP aircraft, airplane and helicopter flights are available. You can fly the EAA, that's the Experimental Aircraft Association chapter's flight simulator. It's going to go from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and this is going to be good. We may just go on up there. Because not
your
right
call,
at 7 a.m.
You want to do.
Now, that's going to happen Sunday, and people, I hope, are calling for the 6-pack or 4-pack of Colt 45 tickets. And we're here with Patrick Gorman, veteran, former law enforcement, and now the attorney of Gorman Law, which is a workers' compensation. So let's not talk about anything about like that, and talk about what you think down in L.A., and the stuff that's going on down there.
I mean, from a legal side, because you got people say, oh, it's still, I don't understand. I'll just steal your mind. Oh, you can't go in and arrest these people. I don't understand the reasoning behind it.
I don't know if there's so much of a they can't. It's more of a should they, right?
Yeah, it's a should.
Yeah, it's an enforcement of power. So in my understanding is there's so much information, and it's so politically charged. It's already a wedge issue. They've been playing this wedge issue against the voters for my whole lifetime. So it's obviously a lot of big money and not solving the problem. But, there's some information, there's a lot of incorrect stuff. My understanding is they're going in because there's somebody with a deportation order at some sort of business.
Right.
And they're anybody they can't identify, they're also taking it.
Yeah, if they have no ID.
Right. Or if they have ID that doesn't add up, or if there's reason to suspect that
they're going after criminals at first.
Supposedly, that's the information, and then there's information otherwise. But why aren't they doing anything to the employers?
There's the question.
Why aren't they doing anything to the employers who are hiring people with bad papers? Because that's my problem with the whole thing. They don't touch the employers who are doing this and profiting off of it. Because they pay, they pay all the taxes and all that, and then they pit the people against one another. I mean, you could stop it overnight if you just stop the employers from hiring.
Well, you could do that overnight if you'd use E-Verify.
And find them more money than they're going to save by hiring.
E-Verify, they've got to have all the, they've got to be in that system. And if they're not in that system, you can't hire them. And if you can't hire them, then you're going to have to hire somebody in the E-Verify system. It's been fought by business for years, and maybe decades. The fact is, we do have a system that would work.
I saw it on the other side a lot too. I mean, it is very exploitative. I mean, it's not so much Mexico. There's not a lot of undocumented, Mexico situation. A lot of them are from Central America now, and the employer, a janitorial service, for example, large janitorial service, will have hundreds of El Salvadorians working for them, and they call them independent contractors. They pay them $2,400 a month. They put them in a fourplex together, and they work them 70 hours a week. They lock them in buildings 70 hours a week. They work them $2,400 a month, and if they get hurt, they claim they're independent contractors. So that's what I mean. It's exploitative. The money is not in the solution. Otherwise, it would have been solved. There's tons of money in having the problem, and it's exploitation. So the problem should be addressed, and I think we should have a super robust immigration system, right? And we can. But you can't exploit them for low labor, for not filing workers' comp cases, for not reporting employers who are sexually, abusing their female staff and trafficking these girls and stuff. It's really a problem. I don't know. I have a different viewpoint on it. It's evolved quite a bit. I mean, it's a problem. And it causes housing issues. It causes wage depression. It causes tax burdens that they're not getting, paid on.
Medical problems. School overloaded. I think everybody understands that.
But the problem is they want it to be this way. Otherwise, it wouldn't be.
Well, I think part of it is, in my opinion, is you had a president who just opened the borders up for millions of people to come through. And the American people have pretty much said what they think of that. Right. So now you have another president that is saying, okay, then we're going to deport these people. Right. Well, unfortunately, not all of them are rapists, pedophiles, murderers.
No, a lot of them came here when they were two or younger.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the ones that came over when they were 25
or
30.
But how do you determine? If you don't know who's here, how do you determine who's what?
Well, that's the thing. Right. I think it's up to the person that comes across the border. Many of them, millions, were addressed. They did, here's your chance to, you've got to go to court. It's 10 years down the line, though. Having somebody here, when somebody I've known many people, and you have too, that have done it legally. Now, if we can, I'm sure we could be in a lockstep on we need to fix our immigration system.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I think that you need. I mean, there's 30 projected, like at least 30 million folks that have come over that are now undocumented, and more than half of them have been in the last 8 years.
Last 12 years.
So four then. The four in between, not so much, then Obama as well.
Well, Obama, people don't realize that Obama deported millions of people.
That's what the caravan started, right? That's what started happening, the caravan.
He deported millions of people, and yet...
let me ask you, those caravans are funded. You know that. I mean, those caravans aren't like...
By who?
I don't know, but they're not spontaneous. I don't want to step on any, I shouldn't say it, but probably by groups who are looking to... add them to some sort of membership or employ them.
Well, let's talk about that. I just read something the other day that said it's all numbers, that when you take illegals that have come across the border illegally, then they're put in certain areas, that when the census comes out in 2030, that you're going to have – they don't count whether you're – if you're legal or illegal. It's a body.
Correct. Yeah, it's apportioned by population.
It's a portion of the live population. So if you've got 5, 6, 7 million illegals in California, all of a sudden that's just 6 million for the census, which means more congressional seats.
Well, California lost, I think, 7 after the last census or something like that.
No, I thought it was only one. They lost one congressional seat.
They only lost one electoral college vote. Because that's they.
I'm sorry.
They go to the same. The electoral college is based on congressional seats.
Well, they may have lost an electoral college vote too, but I know they lost to Congress.
So it dilutes. You know, it's diluting there.
Yeah. So what you're talking about then is if you look at it just the way you said, and I can't help but agree with it, you bring in a lot of people. You get them settled in certain areas. You change the electoral college system, the representative system, not because they can vote,
right,
but just because they're breathing.
So there's another issue that kind of comes up, though, too. The other side of this is, you know, this is the argument that's always made, is Americans aren't having kids.
That's
and we have a population decline, massive population decline, and how do you
throughout
replace
the world?
Right.
This
well,
is happening.
It's throughout the first world.
First world,
right?
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, like right. India isn't having a problem right now. They're surpassed China.
Muslim countries aren't having that problem.
So so they're saying, hey, we need to replace as the boomers, you know, are you know aging out of the labor force or passing away, right? Then how do you replace such a large generation? I think there's still like something like 17% of the country are still boomers, and you know, so it's you know, they're like, hey, how do we replace this population, because Gen X and Gen Z definitely aren't, and I'm sorry, Gen X and Gen Y and millennials are not having kids.
No, they're not.
Or they're having two people.
They're replacing themselves.
Yeah, so it's a zero.
They're not having the 4 or 5.
So how do you fill that, you know, that economy growth, right?
Through illegal immigration?
Well, it could be through immigration, though. But then you got to pay them fair wage, and then you got to provide them benefits, and then, you know.
No, if it's legal, they should be paid.
I agree.
The point is, if it's illegal, they're going to be caught in this system that you're talking about because they're here illegally.
And you
they're
never
breaking
have,
the law.
And the government never has to worry about giving them any kind of political power or anything like that?
That's to do what?
Any kind of political power or anything like that?
Political
they're never going to vote.
Political power. But they do have to take care of them.
Or they have to pretend like they take care of them, at least.
Well, I don't know. They go to the emergency rooms.
Yeah, that's true.
And the state of California just said they're all available, or they're all for Medi-Cal.
I'll tell you
and we have to take a break, though.
Okay.
All right. I love talking with Patrick. Anyway, sweetheart, do you have to leave now, or can you hang on?
Riveting.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be heading out. So, good to see you, Patrick, and it's a great conversation. We need to talk about it.
You're not getting
it.
Upset.
No.
When I have dialogues with people. There's no tension. And I do the same thing with another guy that everybody would know. And he and I, we just love getting, because we look at things differently. And his wife and Linda are thinking that we're getting angry. And there's never any thought of that.
Still the same way.
Yeah. They go, oh.
And he's all about E-Verify.
He should be.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Never had a bad haircut there. Been going there since the day I moved. Well, within a day or so, when I moved here in 2007. Never had a bad haircut. They're great guys. I've gone through like 2 or 3 barbers as they've aged out. And Tim and Logan, they're going to be there for a long time. It's a great place. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. I set up an appointment that works for me. Come in, get my haircut. Sometimes I hang around, catch up on my National Geographic and my car and track. But I can't say enough about them. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Patrick Gorman.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast. Put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda went off. She's got projects she's doing, so she blew out of here. She's been replaced by Patrick Gorman. And Patrick and I love having discussions. And the thing is that we're agreeing on a lot of this. But one of them is follow the money, because you brought it up. Who pays for the caravans come up here? But the other thing is, we're seeing things where people are being paid $200 a day to protest, and somebody is, there's some money someplace that's buying all the their protective equipment, buying all this stuff. And I saw something last night that I thought was just
just really upset me. Somebody fired a professional grade fireworks at a helicopter, and it was relatively close when it went off.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, what were they trying to do? Bring the helicopter down? Was that
maybe
was that the idea?
These are dumb kids. You know, these are 22-year-old kids that they think that they're going to change the world by burning it down.
Anarchist.
Well, they don't. Look, I mean, if you want to change something, like, what's the replacement, right? What's your idea? What's your plan?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they were talking about this even in the 60s, right? The Beatles said like, you need to have a plan. What's the plan, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, we went through this in the 60s and during the Vietnam War. Remember the, you may not remember.
I don't.
But, in 68, when they had the Democratic Convention.
Oh, yeah.
Riots there. Chicago. And I tell you, Chicago police were, cracking heads.
Yep.
And then so now we've got this. So now the Saturday is going to be the No Kings event. And it's going to be at 1500, that's what they're saying, 1500 locations. We got one right here in Reading. It's going to be down at the City Hall. But you know, the thing that kind of concerns me is not what they're saying. They're just saying, you know, they're, you know, nonviolent and all that. I'm seeing the comments on Facebook about people going, yeah, well, we're ready. And
you know,
this happened before.
And it's like, look, people need, social media gets people ginned up. They live in that world. That's not real life.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's going to be 12 younger kids who are progressively minded and feel strongly about something, and they're not going to burn a damn thing down. And they're just want to have their voices heard. You don't need to go there and, you know,
well, remember the Black Like Me protest we had here in town.
Yeah,
it should have been the poster child for how to have a protest. People were yelling and screaming. Right. No violence. Nothing was damaged. And you know, the funny thing is, the next morning I drive right down that street every day. There wasn't any trash out. Everybody had picked up after themselves.
Yeah.
If you're going, you know, protests are great. I've been in protests. So you've been in protests, I'm sure.
I worked on the corner of 14th and Broadway, or 12th and Broadway, right where Oscar Grant Plaza was. And then they had the Occupy there, and then they had the Oscar Grant stuff there. And they were at a campment right there. And it was like, there were a bunch of, you know, white kids with dreadlocks and bandanas on. And then they talk, what do you call them, Trustafarians or whatever? They travel back and forth from Portland to Santa Cruz, right?
Yeah.
And from Seattle to Santa Cruz. And that's just what they do. And it's just, it's their, like, whatever, the subculture and everything, and they're probably all going to wind up being, I don't know, managers or something someday.
Someday. Let's switch totally. Israel attacked Iran. But not only that, they wiped out the leadership.
Three top generals
of the Revolutionary Guard.
I think that's the bigger thing that's going to cause problems than anything else. But so you remember when Israel was going to do this before, and John Kerry tipped off Iran.
Oh yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah.
So this has already been in the works, and then I during the whole, you know, Hamas and Gaza thing, that Israel they launched a bunch of strikes against Hamas in Lebanon, and then also in Iran. They took out Iran's whole air defense months ago. So they've been sitting there able to do this at any moment in time. And I think something was going on. Like, we've been negotiating with them. It got to a point where I think that they felt like they really had to do something.
Well, they're at 90%. From what I understand from the United Nations nuclear agent, you know, watch agency, they're at 90%.
Yep.
And they, you know, they're able to make a nuke, an atomic bomb, and they have the launch systems, and they've talked about nothing since the takeover of Iran by the revolutionaries, of destroying Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see where Israel, I mean, is Israel sitting there thinking they're going to make a bomb, well, and it only takes one of them to get through, and Israel ceases to exist.
So does the Revolutionary Guard, does the Ayatollahs, do the power structure in Iran truly, truly believe what they espouse, where they're prepared for mutual assured destruction?
Because it would be.
I don't know if they are, though. I mean, it's like, I know that Kim Jong-un or whatever isn't. He just talks about it.
I understand what you're saying. They're doing this like Hamas. The leadership of Hamas lived as billionaires. I mean, they were millionaires many times over. Not anymore because they're all dead. But that's the way they got money, is the Iranian government talking this game, you know, for their followers. The vast majority, I think, in Iran would just say, just leave us alone. But the ones that keep them in power. Or are they really planning on doing it? And if you're Israel,
You're not going to take that chance.
No. Are you going to take that gamble?
Because it's not just you. It's millions and millions and millions of people in the entire region. Because if it were to set off, and the thing that even is more interesting about it is, I mean, this is like in the, like, this is biblical, right? I mean, this is like where, like, the Revelation, like, the Holy Land, you know, two mortal enemies that hate each other foundationally for, like, from a cultural standpoint, they don't even see each other as equal, you know, humans' rights to life and stuff. And, you know, having them with nuclear weapons in the Holy Land, I think it's a bad idea.
And if I was Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Lebanon, not especially Lebanon, but Jordan and all these others that are, you know, more, what can I say? They're more
moderate. Yeah,
moderates. I would be really scared about this. And I think they have been that Iran would then control the Middle East if they had nukes.
That's correct. If they had nukes, they would be at the table. They would get a veto at the Security Council chair.
Probably.
I mean, I don't think the only nuclear armed country that does not have a seat with a veto at the Security Council is North Korea.
Yeah.
And they're a proxy of China, so they really do, right? So, I mean, I guess Israel doesn't, but they technically aren't nuclear armed, right? I mean, it's like they are, but they aren't kind of thing.
I've heard they've got like 30 or 40.
It's like the only ones they...
If Israel looks like they are not going to go through the Holocaust again, if it looks like they're going to be wiped out, guess what? They're taking...
It'll be a lot faster than the Holocaust.
They're going to take...
You know, I mean,
a lot of people with them.
I understand their position for sure. I really do. I don't think there's a way to really, there's no answer. There's no real solution.
They started pulling American families out of the Middle East, if you remember, on Monday.
The
consulate, but also military families that are over there. They started pulling them out on Monday. So,
yeah. I saw that Jordan had shot some of the drones. They shot some of them out. So Jordan's not, you know, they're not going to let stuff come through their airspace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Israel's gonna, Israel, they don't have an air, they're in a bad way. I mean, Iran. Yeah. Israel, when they went after Hezbollah, they were dealing with Hamas, so when they went after Hezbollah, and they rocked their world, right? Because they were getting it from both sides, and Hezbollah was shelling them, and they went after Hezbollah, and they took out Israel's whole air defense system. Syria, the Bashar Assad left during this period of time. That's what he was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right? So Israel, I think that, I don't think Iran has a parity with them right now. So they were probably rushing to get the nuclear weapon at that point because they no longer have like an effective air defense system.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. We got to take a break here. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back with Patrick Gorman right after this, and we're going to continue talking world events.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you, in-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Don't miss Memory Lane's Timeless Treasures parking lot sale this Saturday. Rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be up 88. Still warm, but not as warm as it has been. 90 this weekend. Great time to go to the Colt 45 games tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday. Next week, around Tuesday, it starts kicking back into triple digits. So enjoy this weekend. And just remember to keep hydrating out there. I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, who has got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He started himself right here about 5 years ago. 5 years ago? Something like that?
2021, yeah.
So okay. Almost, gosh, only 4 years. Yep. Down in Palo Cedro. And veteran of the 101st Air Assault, former law enforcement officer, and now he's in here. And one of the things, you know, that when we talked earlier about the illegals here, is you see it from a, more of a personal thing of people being taken advantage of.
You know, I never realized what it just the perspective. Seeing it, I'm just like, holy crap, this is so weird, like so wild to me. And then I like kind of understand that we're like subsidizing corporations and stuff, but you know, and everybody thinks that, you know, the medical thing I was telling you, you know, on a break that, you know, there's two baskets, right? With migrants, like some of them go to the doctor for everything. They go to the hospital for a headache. There's some, most of them never go to the doctor ever until they lose a finger or something, you know?
Yeah.
So there's no medical history, because that's what I would be looking for, their medical history.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Salvadorian, it's like, you know, they have no medical history, and I'm asking them questions. They're, you know, worried because they're civil war. A lot of them have shrapnel in them and stuff
yeah.
like that, right? But it's, you know, it's just, there's not a lot of medical, if there's treatment, I agree that it's a lot. Like, I had one, I mean, I'll get like 4,000 pages of Kaiser records with nothing in there but, you know, OBGYN and headaches and stuff like that. And that's a lot of treatment for headaches.
And then when Gavin Newsom opened up Medi-Cal.
It was already open. It was already, it
well,
was already
but he officially opened it and.
It was wide open before.
Well, you know. But I think, well, whenever they made the official statement that people here illegally could use it, that, well, yeah, but I think it was for everybody. I think there were classes that could use it, but then he opened it to everybody, which kind of has something to do with the $27 billion deficit.
I think that there's the cost of insurance. If you make not a lot of money, but too much for Medi-Cal,
yeah,
is very expensive. It's like about, it's like over $10,000 a year. Plus your out of pockets, you have these max out of pockets like $9,000 a year on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you make $5,000 less than that a year, it's free. So you're right on that cusp, right? It's like it's better coverage. I mean, it's almost better coverage in a lot of ways. You don't even have to pay for prescriptions and stuff, right? So it's like this threshold here. They tear you up, but the cost of insurance is so expensive. I think some people can't afford to not be on Medi-Cal. You know, I mean, they probably work less because they can't afford to work more and have to pay for insurance because they don't bridge that gap. They're not getting a $20,000 pay raise. They're getting a $5,000 pay raise.
You know, and that's insurance is, you've got Laura now is going after State Farm. I think I just saw that about their practices. You know, the thing about it is that when the canceling of all the insurance, yeah. and then you've got the medical insurance, which of course is crazy. And I don't know if you've been following what's happening at the VA. I know you follow so many things.
I've heard something about cuts.
Yeah, well, they're firing 80,000 people.
And in which areas?
Well, that's it. It's like some of the contractors and stuff. But what he's saying
they've got the
largest budget that they've ever had is in this year's
budget.
There's
got to be bloat, though, right?
That's what they're trying to do is get away with from the bloat. But one of my friends who is not a veteran is concerned about veterans not being treated. I've been watching it, and I can't say at all that there's been a change in my medical care, but that's all anecdotal.
And up here, the VA uses a lot of network providers, not direct VA employees.
Well, that's what they're saying is they want to cut back on network providers.
Okay.
And, people going back to the VA.
They can't drop 80,000 employees and get rid of and then stop using network providers because they,
But the question then is, at one time, the veterans organizations were concerned that, they want to push this all out into the providers, and then they can start cutting back on the VA hospitals.
Yeah.
Well, now the VA hospitals are bringing people back in.
Because they want to be on an HMO like Kaiser.
Yeah, they want to bring them back in, and they're using less of the outside providers.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting.
I think the cuts are going to be like the administrative side of it is where they're going to do. They're going to automate that stuff. That so much of that stuff gets automated. It is crappy service when it's automated. Trust me. I mean, the Medicare has done it. Medicare has done it. Center for Medicare Services has done it. The Treasury has done it. And it's automation. Using AI and algorithms, it's like it takes in factors it's not supposed to. It's a mess, right? But I think that's where they're going to do a lot of the cuts. If they could lay off 80,000 people and it takes me 2 years to get a copy of my service record from them, then they should be fine. I'm sorry. Where are those people doing? No, the care providers are amazing. The VA is what it was never was when I was younger. I mean, when I left, it was pre-9/11. That's one thing we at least did right with sending everybody to go fight for 25 years overseas. The VA was not like that. The GI Bill was nothing. It was $12,000. The VA was like, you didn't go there unless you were dying and you had no other choice. And now it's good quality care.
It is good quality care. When I retired the first time, I never went to the VA or anything like that. When after I got requested to come back on active duty and came back in 07, I went to our VA here, our clinic, and I've had the same doctor since 2007. And not too many people can say that anywhere that you have the same doctor. And their walk-in clinic, you walk in and you're not waiting for 6 hours. You go in on Tuesdays, 15 minutes, and you're there. I mean, I'm looking at this because I would hate to think that, and I just don't think the Trump administration is going to do that, is to cut the veterans away.
They can't get away. No, he'll lose all kinds of support and money. But, I mean, they've even, I just, about the VA, Sacramento, they have a physical rehabilitation clinic where people who have brain injuries, traumatic injuries, they hired this doctor who I think she's probably one of the best doctor I've ever met. They hired her out of the workers' comp system. She treated traumatic brain injuries in workers' comp. Mm-hmm. They hired her into their clinic, and she's a deputy chief over there. So they have good quality docs there. And with me, I always make sure the VA gets their money back. So the VA's treating, and there's a work comp injury.
Yeah.
These guys will get good care. And then I get the insurance companies, the insurance companies paying the VA.
Okay.
That money's for our vets,
Patrick Gorman. Okay. Workers' compensation. How do people get a hold of you?
Give us a call, 530 530- 262-2168. Or you can find us on the internet at GormanComplaw.com.
And you're not going to your initial phone call will be to somebody to set up the appointment, yeah. But you're going to be talking to Patrick.
I talk to everybody.
Yeah, you're not talking to a paralegal or anything like that.
Yeah, the girls will try to get answers to questions, but even if they take a message, they're going to come and ask me before they call you back.
Yeah, well, you've got a good staff down there.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Well, everything else okay, buddy?
Yeah, actually, I'm having a pool party for the girls today.
Is that right?
We're going to have a pool party this afternoon, so we won't be in the office today.
Hey, by the way, Patrick Gorman and Gorman Law, when they go to a lot of fundraisers. And when they do, he goes home with guitars, he goes home with guns.
Terry Golden Boy.
I mean, this man puts his money where his mouth is for around here.
I love this community, you know.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
You know, it's one of the things that, you know, Linda and I can move if we wanted to, but we've said this. There's no way we're leaving here.
No. I mean,
we love it here.
Yeah, Sacramento's a pain in the butt. But you know what? The piece of dirt I own is my piece of dirt, you know?
It's our piece of dirt. That's right. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.